This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The Federal Reserve's Beige Book came out today. It's periodic and anecdotal look at this economy. Here's an item from the Federal Reserve Bank of Minneapolis. It's a quote, unseasonably warm weather hurt businesses catering to winter activity. Firms in retail, accommodation, and entertainment saw lower revenues across the district. Most guests, said a hospitality company in Michigan's Upper Peninsula, canceled due to lack of snow. This is having a devastating effect on local businesses. Which, if you're running one of those local businesses in the Upper Midwest or in the Northeast, where it's also been unseasonably warm, that means you got to think creatively. Marketplace's Henry Epp is on the winter tourism adaptation beat today.
On February 12th, Kelly Probst and her board made a decision. The nonprofit's Copper Dog Sled Dog Race in Michigan's Upper Peninsula would not happen this year. There just wasn't enough snow.
Looking at the forecast, looking at what our trail conditions were at the time and what was required for us to run a safe race, and it was apparent it just was not going to happen.
Normally, this race attracts mushers from around the country and thousands of spectators the first weekend of March. Calling the race off 3 weeks ahead was a gamble, Probst says. But on race day, she was right.
The weather here was in the upper 40s, sunshine and wind.
Terrible conditions for snow. Making that call early, though, she says, saved the organization tens of thousands of dollars on banners and pennants they didn't print, hotel rooms they didn't fill. And there's a good chance they'll have to make tough calls like this in the future.
Reliability is a thing of the past increasingly.
Justin Mankin is a climate scientist at Dartmouth College. As the climate warms, he says, winters just don't have as much consistent cold and snow as they used to.
And so what that means for the winter sports and winter tourism business model is that it's getting squeezed into a shorter season.
And so businesses are trying to squeeze revenue out of every snowy day. Lindsay Delorier is president of Bolton Valley, a ski resort in northern Vermont. She says they've brought in new snowmakers.
Being able to make more snow faster, more efficiently, has been incredibly important to us.
They've also invested in summer options for additional revenue, a wedding venue, and mountain biking trails. In northern Michigan, Kelly Probst held a scaled-down dog race last weekend. Instead of a miles-long trek, they hauled in snow to create a short track and held what she calls drag races.
He put two teams up against each other with two dogs and raced them down the road. And it was wildly successful.
There was food, bonfires, a beer tent, a smaller crowd than normal, but it was fun, she says. And now they know what to do in future years if there's not enough snow. I'm Henry Epp for Marketplace.